Chapter 6. A London Cab Horse.
After a year at the livery stables, the master takes me to a horse fair. He wants to sell me. A horse fair is an interesting place. Some of the horses at the fair are young and handsome, but most of them are old and tired. Their eyes are sad and they are thin and hungry. I am still a strong horse, but my knees are not perfect anymore. People come to look at me, and they like me. But when they see my knees, they go away. At the end of the day, a tall, thin man comes and looks at me. Then he talks to my master.
"I'm looking for a gentle horse," he says. "I want to ride him in the fresh air every morning."
"This black horse is perfect," says my master. "He's very gentle."
My new master is Mr. Barry, and he lives in Bath. He knows nothing about horses, but he is a kind man. He buys a lot of food, but the stable boy steals it and takes it home. He is dishonest and lazy. He never cleans my feet or my stall. Mr. Barry knows nothing about this. One day, Mr. Barry's friend says,
"Your horse is very thin. What's the matter with him?"
"I don't know," says Mr. Barry.
"I always buy a lot of food for him."
"Go and see what's happening in the stable,"
says his friend. My master discovers that the stable boy steals my food and my stall is very dirty. He is angry and calls the police. They take the stable boy to prison for 2 months. Then Mr. Barry comes to my stall and looks at me sadly.
"I'm sorry, Beauty,"
he says.
"I must sell you at the next horse fair. I'm not lucky with horses."
I am sorry too, because I do not like changing masters. At the next horse fair, a short man with kind grey eyes comes to look at me. He pats my neck gently and smiles.
"I like this horse,"
he says to the man.
"I can pay £24 for him."
"Very well. The horse is yours,"
says the man. My new master is a cab driver and lives in London. His name is Jerry Barker, and his wife's name is Polly. They have got 2 children, Dolly and Harry. They are a very happy family, and they like me. Captain is Jerry's other horse. He is a big white horse, and he seems friendly. Our cab stand is in the centre of London, and there are many horses. Jerry is an excellent driver, and he never uses the whip or the bearing rein. Our stable is clean, and we are never hungry. I am lucky to have a kind master. Sunday is the best day because I can rest all day and talk to Captain. He is an old military horse and tells me exciting stories about different wars. The life of a cab horse is difficult. London is a big city with a lot of noise, people, carriages and cabs. The weather is often wet and cold. At the end of the day, I am very tired and my knees hurt. Captain has the same problem. In the winter, Dolly often brings her father a hot lunch. He eats it at the cab stand. Jerry's life is difficult too. One day, our cab is waiting outside a park. Another cab stops next to us. An old, tired brown horse is pulling the cab. The poor horse has a long, thin neck and her eyes are almost shut. I can see her bones through her dirty coat. She looks at me with her sad eyes and says,
"Is that you, Black Beauty?"
"Ginger, my old friend," I answer. "Yes, it's me, Black Beauty."
"It's good to see you,"
says Ginger.
"I feel terrible. I am old, weak, hungry, and ill. I can't run or gallop any more. I must pull this heavy cab for my cruel master, and I eat very little. I work all week and never have a day of rest. Every bone in my old body hurts."
"How terrible." I put my nose near hers. "Dear Ginger, I'm very sorry." A week later, I see a cart with a dead horse in it. It is Ginger. I feel very sad when I see her body in the cart. Why are people cruel to animals? They do not understand us. We only want some love and kindness.